A century ago, the Ku Klux Klan operated 100 chapters across Arkansas, including 10 in northwest Arkansas. This information has been collected by an Arkansas historian who discovered a rare membership roll for a KKK outfit based in Bentonville. He's written an article about the list, published in the fall edition of the Arkansas Historical Quarterly, and Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich found a descendant willing to talk.
Eric Lee Hassel, a Benton County native, is proud of his ancestors, especially his great-great-grandfather, Benton County Sheriff George Lafayette G.L. Maples, born 1881, and his great-great-grandmother, Beatrice Dandy Maples.
In fact, I still have one of the tins that she used to feed the prisoners in the Benton County Jail there on the square. She rode on the front of GL's wagon and to take out prisoners to go work, and she worked for the city most all of her life.
But when the 43-year-old filmmaker who lives in Bentonville discovered his great-great-grandfather's name on a Ku Klux Klan membership roll?
Honestly, I was shocked.
Shocked to imagine that his ancestor would wear the white hooded regalia of the KKK.
GL was beloved here. His father, Dan, had opened the first mercantile in the city of Bentonville. He was a marshal. He was the marshal that was believed to be killed by the outlaw Cherokee Ned Christie.
The murder of Deputy U.S. Marshal Dan Maples in 1887 in Tahlequah, Oklahoma, is legendary. But Hassel had no idea that G.L. Maples, who was highly regarded in the community of Bentonville and a member of several fraternal orders, had also joined the KKK.
There was no reverence in my family or ever even a single mention of anything having to do with the Klan or any of that. And so at first I was a bit taken aback, and I thought, well, this is systemic for the time. This is what it was. This was the solid South, and it's sad, and it's ugly, and it's hateful, but it was the truth. It does not define our truth now.
As you can hear, Eric Hassel is reckoning with his newfound family legacy, and so will many more Natives who discover their ancestors are among the 162 members of Klan Chapter 69 in Bentonville, population 2,300 at the time. Historians refer to the 1920s Klan as a second wave, the first organized right after the Civil War to violently suppress, through terror and lynching, newly freed African Americans.
It's just really amazing how quickly the Klan grew.
Dr. Kenneth Barnes, professor of history at University of Central Arkansas, is researching the 1920s Ku Klux Klan in Arkansas.
And part of the reason for that was this aggressive recruiting process that they had. They had a system that was sort of like a pyramid scheme where professional recruiters would get a percentage of what they took in on new memberships, and then they would send the profits on up the chain all the way to the headquarters in Atlanta.
He says little primary documentation exists because it was a secret society, but during his research, he stumbled across two Bentonville Klan membership rolls. Using Ancestry.com and Benton County records, he was able to reconstruct the members' biographies. Most were farmers. He also found school teachers, merchants, tradesmen, clergy, newspapermen, doctors, an undertaker, and lawyers. Barnes says local newspapers routinely chronicled Klan events across the South, so he scoured local news archives.
And there would be quite a number of articles about different activities that the Klan was doing, mostly things like initiations of new members, big mass meetings where they would have cross burnings and that sort of thing. Sometimes it would be barbecues, cookouts, social activities. Sometimes it would be like a public rally where a general public would be invited to hear a speaker talk about the Klan. Mostly those kinds of activities were pretty benign. There might be some rhetoric about what it means to be an American, but there really wasn't so much directed commentary about race. I didn't hear much at all of what was described in the newspaper accounts that addressed the issue of race.
Barnes says he found no evidence of terrorism against local African Americans. An estimated 100 lived in Bentonville at the time. There were also thriving black districts in Eureka Springs and Fayetteville. Instead, he says, the Klan was quite concerned with controlling outlaw activity around the county.
Such as moonshiners, bootleggers, that sort of thing that they might direct their antipathy towards rather than people of color. But it, again, we don't know for sure because the records are pretty silent about, you know, what kind of things might have taken place.
While researching the Bentonville Klan, Barnes found evidence of 100 other chapters across the state, including 10 in northwest Arkansas, in places like Eureka Springs, Fayetteville, Huntsville, and Rogers. Chapters organized, he said, mostly in response to an influx of Roman Catholic immigrants, as well as local labor and communist organizing. But when top Arkansas Klansmen meddled in state politics and were accused of fraud, the chapters collapsed.
A lot of bad publicity came to light in the newspapers and lawsuits that made the Klan just look less moral and favorable as it had tried to pass itself off as being.
Barnes has compiled his research into an article titled Another Look Behind the Masks, The Ku Klux Klan in Bentonville, Arkansas, 1922 to 1926, published in the fall edition of the Arkansas Historic Quarterly. 45-year-old Jason Hendren says he looks forward to reading it. He's a native of Benton County, a practicing attorney, and a newly appointed member of the Arkansas History Commission. If his name sounds familiar, Hendren made recent news trying to resolve the contested presence of a controversial Confederate monument on the Bentonville Town Square, one of 15 such statues in Arkansas.
I think most of us took for granted that that statue was placed solely to honor the service of soldiers of the Confederacy during the war. What I don't think we realized was the timing of its placement in 1908 and the context of the history in terms of that being the height of the Jim Crow era and white supremacy.
Hendren says this recent unearthing of Bentonville's Ku Klux Klan history will further fuel the conversation about race relations in his town.
Part of the ongoing debate about the statue was a local cherished belief that Bentonville was free of racism. It was, you know, people had stories about sundown signs being everywhere else in the county but not Bentonville. And when the list came to my attention and it was clear that it was around the same time, 1923 or so, within about 15 years of the statue being erected, and you saw on that list a number of very prominent individuals, it made me realize history, especially with respect to racial and political and economic issues, is an iceberg in this part of the country. And we know the tip of it, the history and the heritage that people want to talk about and have cherished over the years, but there's a lot beneath the surface. And when that list came to our attention, we thought it's good to say, hey, you need to realize that there were really good people who stood for some things that we, you know, obviously now know were not something that we'd be proud of.
New research is revealing race riots and violent expulsion of African Americans occurred across the South in the early 20th century, including Arkansas. Black travelers also routinely encountered sundown towns, which excluded African Americans from places like Rogers and Siloam Springs. We may never know just how insidiously Bentonville's nearly 170 Ku Klux Klan members acted towards their African-American neighbors during the early 1920s. But one thing is certain, most African-Americans later left town. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.